What is great in the state? It is the radio rap star. It is your favorite DJ's favorite DJ. It is the fifth RWC television champion. G Money is in the house. Watch your mouth. And I'm being joined by...
It is the very best to talk wrestling himself, DB.
And yes, it is WrestleMania weekend. It is also the biggest weekend in wrestling, period. Yeah. Okay?
Sold out shows. Like back-to-back sold out shows. They're saying this is a record-setting WrestleMania week, and I can already see it being that way. It's like Philly is like popping right now.
It is, man. And look, as we speak, I just told DB, I was watching the Pat McAfee show right before we went live. And look, he had Michael Cole on. He had Triple H. He had Cody Rhodes. He had Rhea Ripley, Logan Paul. And I think he's talking to Gunther as we speak, man. It was good show.
Next level.
Before we get into it, I just want to share this quote that Triple H said early on in the show. And he was talking about, because I think Pat had asked him about, you know, he's like, now that you're doing this, how do you keep up with everybody in wrestling in general? And Triple H said there was a time when he knew everybody that was wrestling, where they were, what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. He said, now he's got people that do that. So he's got scouts all over the place. William Regal is out here in these wrestling streets. Like there's people out there. So when he's talking about talent, he knows who almost everybody is. Here's a quote that he said. He said, if they're not here to be all in on this, like when I see people that come out of trying to make it and they pick the job where they go, well, they work less, the schedule's lighter. All right, then I'm glad I didn't get you, because if you're not in it for the grind at that point early in your career, you have no business being here.
Ooh, that's real.
Subtle shots. Like, oh man,
that was real.
That could go to a lot of people. But look, you know,
some of them, I'd say that was specific to like the Bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like anybody on the roster, honestly.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a busy weekend. There's a lot of what show you want to start with, NXT, or you want to start with Saturday? Like, because we got a lot of predictions to get through.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah, let's break it up. Let's go ahead and start with night one of Mania, then we'll go to NXT, and then we'll come back and do night two at the end.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Let's keep people hooked.
Yeah. All right. So look, I don't have a rhyme or reason for these, so I'm just gonna pick them up as I downloaded them. So, the first match: Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship.
Yeah.
Who do you have? You know what? I'll go first. I got Rhea Ripley. I got Rhea Ripley. You know, I feel like Rhea Ripley's run didn't get interesting until like the last 6 months.
Yeah.
And even then, I could go a little bit longer without seeing Becky Lynch with a title. So I'm going Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I feel like Rhea's at the start of her epic run as one of the top women in this game. So, yeah, I can big time see it being her. And Becky just released her book. They say her contract is just about up. So I imagine she's going to take a break. She's had a good little run right now, this last run since she came back after having the kid, and hasn't really taken time off or anything. Maybe little bits here and there.
Right.
Last year's WrestleMania, of course, she teamed up with Trish Stratus and Lita. So I think now she takes her break. I mean, she's done big things at WrestleMania. She's won just about every WrestleMania she's competed in, especially she's main evented. So, I mean, she could take this L. It's time.
She'll be fine. The loss won't hurt her. It won't hurt her at all.
It will not.
Yeah, so we're in agreement on that one.
Yeah, and especially with Becky's book, you know, you got to go on tour for that. So, you know, it'd be good. Take a break. focus on that.
Yeah, that media run is serious.
It's a real deal.
All right. So the second match, we have the six-pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. And this one contains the awesome Truth, Miz and R-Truth. We've got the New Day. We've got Judgment Day. We've got DIY Day.
You said it wrong. You said it wrong. It's Regeneration X.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's Regeneration X Day. Regeneration X Day. New Catch Republic Day.
Yeah.
And there is Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, but I'm hearing they might be pulled from the match.
Yes.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of tag team rumors that are floating around. Now, this is like the biggest tag team ladder match in a long time. And I love me some ladder matches. One of my favorite matches of all time, especially at Mania, was TLC 2 at WrestleMania 17. It was game changer. And because of that, and because this is WrestleMania 40, you know there's going to be some big returns. And the rumors of the Hardy Boys and rumors of the Dudley Boys. Now, I'm leaning more towards the Dudleys coming through for this one. And I feel like they might win one of the tag titles because I don't know if you heard what Cole said on Monday, which I had a feeling of what they were doing. They said the match does not end until both sets of belts.
That's right.
Are taken
both
down.
Sets of lips. Ooh, on the TLC tip. That's right.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said that if it didn't mean that they were going to split the belt. And we're at to the point because all the factions on SmackDown and all the tag teams on Raw, we have enough teams where they can split the titles.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Hey, now we're to the point where there's more than enough tag teams so that there can be two sets of tag teams and there's enough teams to fight for both sets.
Yes.
So, yeah, absolutely. So now the question is, who do you have winning both sets of tag teams?
Well, the Raw belt, I think, is going to Awesome Truth. They're especially going to reward The Miz for doing what he could with Snoop Dogg last year. And, you know, The Miz has been mega consistent. And the same thing with R-Truth, always going viral. And it's so funny that when The Rock returns, Awesome Truth is around. Isn't that weird how that works?
This is a wild coincidence.
Yes. So, Awesome Truth, they're winning the tag belts on Raw. Now, SmackDown's the one that's a little more, you know, up in the air. I would lean more towards Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, but with word of them being kicked out of the match, I just don't know what could happen. Now, I'm leaning also more towards Gargano and
Ciampa.
Yeah, and Ciampa. And I hear that they're supposed to have a big moment during this show. And, you know, Triple H and Shawn, those are their boys. So I'm just going to go and spitball this one. And I'm just going to say that whoever is the team that replaces Grayson Waller and Austin Theory, who I'm leaning more towards Dudleys, they're going to be the ones to take it. The SmackDown ones.
So I initially had New Catch Republic and DIY winning both sets of titles.
Yeah.
And I'm still like something about New Catch Republic that I like, but at the same time, now I'm on the fence with it because of what you just said about this other team coming in. So I can see the mystery team winning if it's a Legends team. If it's a Legend team, I could see them winning a championship.
Yeah.
But I also agree with you that Awesome Truth will probably win a belt, and that'll probably be the Raw championship.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking Awesome Truth, Raw Tag Team Championship, Mystery Team, SmackDown. If it's not a Legend team,
then New Catch.
Then I'm going New Catch. Yeah. If it's not a Legends team, I'm going New Catch.
I could see that too.
Yeah, so let's see on that. So the next one, this will be interesting. The brothers battle, Jay versus Jimmy Uso.
Which I actually think that's going to hit on night two anyway.
Huh?
Or did they say that's night one?
That's night one.
Oh, okay, so this is happening night one.
Well, according to WWE.com, they have the matches for Saturday. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those matches.
Okay, so this is actually, I can already tell you, this match is going to open the night.
I can definitely see that.
Yeah, this one's going to open WrestleMania as a whole because, you know, they want the big, big reaction. And Jay's music is going to be the first thing we hear because he's the guy. He's main event. And now,
look, sometimes you can main event in the beginning.
Yes, you're very much right. Now, who will win this match? This is a tough one. The one that needs the win is Jimmy.
Yeah.
The one who might win is Jay. So I'm going to just, you know what? I'm going to wild card it. I'm going to say Jimmy. I'm going to say Jimmy Uso takes this one.
You know, I got to go Jay. Yeah. Like, I just don't have, like, it would probably make more sense for Jimmy to win and then they continue. But I also feel if Jay wins, they can still continue into SummerSlam or whatever, or maybe Backlash or whatever. Yeah.
And that's my thing, too, because I feel like it's not over. This is the first big match. It's not over. Which I don't know who comments, which, by the way, if you're following, click the link so you can approve Facebook so we can see your comments and your names and stuff. But I could see shenanigans, but I don't know.
Yeah, Russell, how many DQ finishes have we had at WrestleMania though?
Very rarely, but never in the opening match. So that's also what leads me to believe that we will have a clean finish, but there could be shenanigans in this match. And that's what I think is going to lead to Jimmy winning the match, is shenanigans. So, but then I could see later on at say like SummerSlam or another big show, them doing a stipulation match. So,
right. All right. So let's go forward. We've got Gunther versus Sami Zayn. And once again, I could be wrong on the lineup. Mm-hmm. I was just on WWE.com and they were acting like these were the matches for night one.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find it again so I can know for, oh, here we go. Match card. Saturday. Okay, let's see. Let me make sure Rhea versus Becky. Jay versus Jimmy. Okay.
Yeah. And, which I'm surprised. I'm surprised they're doing Jay versus Jimmy, but I'm also not surprised now.
Yep. Yeah. I'm on point. Yeah. These are still night ones.
Good.
But yeah, Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
And now, we're in Philly. Rocky. And they're telling the story. He's got his coach, Chad Gable. And he's facing the Impenetrable One. Now, the only downside to this is Rocky won.
Rocky lost.
Rocky lost.
Rocky lost and Rocky won.
Exactly. So that is my thing. But here's the thing. Gunther, he already beat the record. He's already done it. Like, now we're just waiting for the end. I mean, he could continue on, but because I think we're going to end Mania with a new world heavyweight champion, I think it's due time to go ahead and get him ready for the next thing. So if there was more enough of a time to do it, it would be at this show. And Sami going to WrestleMania's back-to-back winning, I think it's necessary. Now, I don't like that he kind of went back down to the mid-card belt, but because of Gunther being such a intense opponent, this is the good thing to do. So I'm saying Sami Zayn, that's going to be my vote.
You gave really good reasons why Sami Zayn should be.
Yes.
But like, for some reason, I just don't see Gunther losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I really felt like if anybody should have beat him, it should have been Chad Gable. I feel like Sami shouldn't be the guy because the story wasn't there with Sami. It was there with Chad. And we know originally the story is supposed to be Brock Lesnar. Yeah. But I think he would have went over on Brock Lesnar.
No. If it was Brock, he would have won.
Solidify the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if it was Brock, he would have won. So that's guaranteed. And Brock don't win mid-card belts anyway. So
right, exactly. Like who?
You don't care about that.
Who Brock about to wrestle? R-Truth? That ain't going to happen. Mm-hmm.
Unless he absolutely wanted to wrestle R-Truth, then he would.
Yeah, exactly. Which he probably would.
Yeah, but yeah,
Who wouldn't want to wrestle R-Truth?
Like I said, with Gunther, it's been a tough because I know CM Punk coming back changed the plan. Because if Punk didn't come back, he was main. He was going to face Seth. Like that's I firmly believe like that was going to be the move. Now, could Chad Gable ruin Sammy's situation? I could see that happening.
I'm sorry, say that again. I was switching rooms. I was going from one studio to the next.
Okay.
All right.
No, I was gonna say, could Chad Gable turn on him? I mean, I could see that too.
I mean, do we need all these heel turns though? Like a Chad?
No.
I think we saw how Chad Gable's last heel turn was, and it wasn't good. Yeah. Like,
I'm just saying.
I mean, actually, let me take that back. It was okay. It was all right.
Here's the downside of this being the most watched WrestleMania and potentially in history. We're going to see every bit of pro wrestling that there is to be. There's going to be twists. There's going to be turns because then they're going to want these crowds to stick on watching because there's a lot of new eyes watching this show more than any other. Now, it's not going to be like Vince McMahon logic, but I do feel like we're going to get our fair share of shenanigans. Primarily on night two, most likely, but I still could see Sammy winning, and that is my pick.
Yeah, I'm going Gunther just because like I don't know what the story is going to be. I just feel like Gunther should go over.
Yeah. Okay.
And let's see this one. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not that interested in this one.
Yeah, it kind of became random, and I think just due to injuries and stuff, it's a tough situation. Yeah. But it could be a lucha good time. You know?
Yeah, we're gonna have a lucha good time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've got Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio
and
Santos Escobar.
Or as Carlito says, Santos Escobar.
Escobar. So I'm going Santos and Dominic just because Ray beat Dominic last year.
Yeah. I'm with you on the same. I'm guessing they're gonna go three WrestleManias back to back. Like
tagging one on one and then another tag match against each other.
So next year's WrestleMania might be it, the mask versus. Like I think they're leading to mask versus hair, but I think the only thing that's holding them up is Ray's injuries. So I feel like that's still going to be like the blow off to dad versus son, is mask versus hair situation, and then their feud will be done, and maybe Ray. I think Ray wants to build up to the point to pass the mask on to Dom.
Right. And,
We'll see what goes down as far as that. But Dom's killing it. I do like that. It was a good little twist because I didn't even think of what was Dom going to be doing at Mania. So
I just want to know when Carlito's going to turn on Ray.
Because it's
like
going to happen. At
everybody turns on Ray. You know what I'm starting to think? I think Ray is the heel.
I know what it is. The mask is cursed. The mask is cursed.
It's the curse of the Mysterio mask.
The curse of the Mysterio mask, because every tag team partner he has had has turned on him, even his own son. It's the mask.
It could be the mask. It's either the mask or the contacts.
Yeah. It's more the mask because it was happening before he started wearing them contacts in WCW also. Like, it's that mask. That mask is cursed. There's something in the Mysterio name. Like, you become a great talent, but everyone turns on you, even your own family.
Right.
Like, when your son ruins every holiday from Thanksgiving to Christmas, there's something up. You're the problem. You're the common denominator here at this point.
No, facts. This is facts. All right, next match. We've got team Black Girl Magic versus Damage Control.
I just loved all the color in this match. I'm just saying, between both sides, this is international flavor. You know, there's no one from the mountains of Caucasus in this match.
Oh man. Oh man. Look at Brian. Brian said, boy, y'all snuck one in on me while I'm out with the fam.
Don't sleep. Don't sleep. You never know.
Hey, look. We're just like a J. Cole album, man. We just drop unexpectedly. We
drop it out of nowhere.
Unexpectedly. No warning. We just here. Yo. But of course I'm going with Jade. Come on, man. You think I'm going in any direction?
Oh, yeah, post this. This is amazing. This is actually the tag team name. I love this. This is the one.
Melon and Mountain.
That's it.
Melon and Mountain.
That's it. That's officially, there is no other name for that team. That is officially, the name is Melon.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so Melon and Mountain.
That's what we're rolling with.
That's who's winning.
That's it. Look. Will it be competitive? Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got Asuka, you got
you know what I wanted to do, and I
Demon Control are all great.
Oh man, but no, this is going to be. I am definitely looking forward to this match.
Can we talk about Jade's entrance and how much of a star she looks like?
Oh man,
like it craps on the AEW entrance, like instantly.
If there's one thing WWE gets right, it's presentation.
Presentation.
It's presentation. Like, they're just top-notch when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Top-notch. I was trying to find this pick up. I think that's
it. The point pick?
Nah, not that one. Not that one. This is, I just found it. It's not the greatest picture, but it's okay because it's going to work out anyway.
I actually saw a video on Twitter. CM Punk was, like, doing interviews at the arena. And he was like, kept looking over. He's like, can I go say hi to Jade?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
He's like, yes. I know. And he ran over there to go see him. Yep. Like, that's something.
That was a while ago. I remember that. Yeah, that was a good
one. He's like, Jade. She's like, how do we end up here? He's like, how did we?
Yeah.
Like, this one is thing about CM Punk, it stands for chick magnet for a reason. Yeah.
Yo, look, this pick right here, right?
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was a more close-up view of her face. Kyrie had the most blank stare.
Yeah.
When she went up in the air, she was like she was really in the show, and it's like, you're probably wondering how I got here. It all started.
You're like,
yeah,
just,
man.
Just bracing herself.
All right, let's see. So, the main event of night 1,
The biggest tag team of all time.
There you go. Just like that. It is Seth Franklin Rollins against Cody Shabazz, Malcolm Rhodes X. And then the Bloodline.
Luther King.
Luther King. With facing the Bloodline and Roman Reigns and the Final Boss, which is probably one of the coolest damn names I've ever heard.
Yeah, Final I don't Boss. Care if Samoa Joe was using it. I don't care if Maiko Satomura was using it. I'm sorry. The Rock is the Final Boss now. It's just his. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. You can tell The Rock is having a ball right now. Like,
no, facts.
Black Adam failing in the box office has been the greatest thing in history. He waited 10 years to make that damn movie, and it failed. And then do you know what happened that night that movie failed? He called his boy Nick Khan, and he was like, yeah, we got to take down Vince McMahon. And the rest is history. The rest is history. He got that first box office number back.
Nick, Cold Black.
Yep.
Cold Black.
No, he's like, hey, Nick. Final Boss.
Project Final Boss initiated.
Took him down.
Now, this is interesting because this is interesting for me because I can see this going both ways.
Yes. There's a case for both.
For different reasons. Mm-hmm. But I personally I'm going Bloodline for the win here. I'm going Rocky Roman for the victory on Saturday night.
I am too. Bloodline wins. Okay. Bloodline wins, and we're getting Bloodline Rules.
Yeah.
At night too.
There we go.
It's going to be a good match.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Dr. Umar helps the Bloodline.
You know, the funniest thing I'm going to say is numerous things. I said, is this the reparations we were talking about, like with how The Rock was treating Cody? And the way he was saying, boy. He said, boy.
I'm trying to tell you, Rock sounds grown as hell's doing that.
He sounds like a grown-ass man. This is when the Rocky Johnson side is coming out.
Yes, exactly. That was his dad.
Yeah, that's his dad. Boy.
Damn it, Dewey. Pow.
Boy. Now, The Rock, okay, again, he's having a ball doing this, but the offensive things he has been doing between singing his Disney song, directing it towards Cody's mama. This man deserves to be arrested.
That's the definition of a tweener.
That's like, this man deserves to be arrested for all of these acts. he cutting like 10-minute promos on Instagram.
You're welcome. I was like,
cutting 10-minute promos on Instagram, just throwing every F-bomb he can, and then calling out the dirt sheets when they try to talk about it. Like, he showed up 2 hours late to the event yesterday. People were really hot about that. But he has just been reveling in all of this. The Rock being part of this company again has been just the greatest, most interesting thing.
And you're paying homage to him with your shirt, too.
Boss. And I believe in the final boss. And so, yes, night one, final boss wins. I might have to get a final boss shirt, honestly. Like, that's how, I mean, it's just been great to have The Rock back out of all this.
All right. Now, look, we're going to sidestep.
Yeah, we're sidestepping.
We're going to sidestep, and we're going to do NXT Stand and Deliver, which actually comes on tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
At noon. I got to set an alarm because I will be at Dreamville, and I got to try to watch everything I can in between everything I have to do. So we will start here. Let me make sure I don't choose the – hold up. Where's the main event? Okay, there it is. It's there. All right, so first we have – you know what? They ain't put the names up. So I know that's Tony D'Angelo. Oh, no, that's Tony D'Angelo and and
Ilya.
When did he shave?
No, he still has the beard. Like, I think that's
That's what threw me off. I didn't recognize him without the beard.
Just real quick side note. They finally released a Cody shirt that I like, the Finish the Story one.
Oh, yeah.
That looks heat.
Oh, also, when you say that, Cody Rhodes was on First Take like 2 days ago.
Yes.
And I think, I don't know if it was Stephen A. or if it was Molly, but one of them asked him if he will finish the story.
Yeah.
And Cody said, look, if I don't finish the story this weekend, I might as well move on to commentary.
I heard that too. And I'm like, okay, you just told us the ending. Good job.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree, but we'll come back to that. But yeah.
So Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. Look, the only people I think is going to beat Ilya Dragunov is either Obafemi, Carmelo, or Trick. So I don't see Tony D'Angelo.
Well, he's beat
Braun, but that's not going to happen either.
I mean, he beat Carmelo and Trick. So
I know he did, but I feel like a get back. Like, I think those are the only guys that can.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm giving it to Ilya, of course, because there ain't no way he's losing. So, but who knows? They might pull a twist. They love themselves some Tony D'Angelo, which is crazy. Yeah. But he's great. I got to give my boy credit. He's killed it, even with the silly gimmick.
Right.
So.
All right. So this one, this one's going to be crazy.
This is going to be big meaty man.
Oh, man. Obafemi versus Dijak.
Bumping me.
Yeah. Versus, don't get me lying because I don't remember everybody's name.
Oh, that's Josh Briggs.
Versus Josh Briggs. Let me go to this over here.
Bumping me.
Now, I haven't seen a lot of NXT lately, but I've seen a lot of Obafemi.
Yes.
And I've seen a lot of Dijak. I haven't seen much of Josh Briggs.
I mean, Josh Briggs, he was the one in that tag team for a bit with Brooks Jensen.
Okay. That's why that name sounds familiar.
Yeah. You've seen him. He's kind of gone solo. They all split apart. And, you know, he's going more like the rugged brawler style and everything. And it works. I can dig it. I don't know if this character is going to have so much longevity, but he's killing it right now. But Obafemi is not losing this belt anytime soon.
I was going to say the same thing.
Then again, Vince McMahon's not around anymore, so they're not going to randomly just call people up. So, I mean, but then again, it could be a twist. Dijak might win it. Oba might lose it just to go ahead and push him up the card because, you know, to get the belt off of Ilya soon. So, who knows? I'm not going to wild card it right now. I'm just going to go ahead and put my vote in for Oba retains.
Me too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So next we have Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez.
Yeah. This is a tough one. They just turned Roxanne heel. So she just started getting more of the tough style, but I think there's still some more to be done. So I don't know. I could see Lyra losing just to continue this heel run with the Prodigy. So I'll make this my wild card pick and give it to Roxanne.
You know, I can see, I got Roxanne winning. I got Roxanne winning just because, I just do. I don't have a reason. I just got Roxanne winning. Mm-hmm. You know, Lyra's been doing her thing, but.
Yeah, I mean, she beat Becky Lynch. Like, I gotta give Lyra credit. That was a big deal, but
it was. And I actually watched that match, and I didn't know who she was at the time.
Yeah. So, but she still needs some seasoning down there in NXT. So Lyra will continue on maybe with this feud, but I'm giving it to Roxanne.
All right. Next, we've got, this one is a six-woman tag match. It's Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan, and Fallon Henley versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dane.
Yeah. So the bad girls versus the good girls match. Honestly, this is another one where either side could win. They've done a pretty solid storyline. So it started off that Thea Hale was having issues with Chase U. So she started hanging out with JC Jane, and JC Jane made her kind of go more the darker route and everything. But now they just turned on each other. So she's kind of gone back on the good side. I could see this being a feel good guy wins match.
Okay. All right. So that would be, in that case, that would be Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan, Fallon Henley.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know nothing about this story. So I'm going to take your word for it.
It's just a general mean girls, bad, good girls type feud, so it's pretty simple.
Harry says he thinks Izzy gets pinned.
I can see that. Yeah, she's the newbie out of all of them that just came up from the classes, and now she's on her next step. She actually looks like she could get down. She's the tallest out of all of them, and she has a pretty good look. She got that mean face. So maybe with some more seasoning, we could be seeing her doing big things at NXT. They have some great new talent.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot about this one. It is the Wolf Dogs. I don't know if they're going by the Wolf Dogs or not, but NXT Tag Team Champions Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Well, I'm still a fan of the Wolf Dogs, so I'm going Wolf Dogs. I don't even know if they're using that name, but that's what I'm going as. And I don't know if DB froze or not, because I'm looking at him and he's not moving. So I'm going to assume that he is frozen. And if he is frozen, we're going to take him off the screen. until I see him moving again, and he's gone anyway. All right, so that's that. Look, that's how you keep things moving. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you don't stop and wait. You gotta keep things moving. But Harry says, I have a strange feeling that Braun turns on Baron. A Braun turning on Baron? I mean, I know Baron is, I can see that because Baron was going like the way of the face, and Braun was, you know, he was like full on heel, and then he came back. But I still got Wolf Dogs going. Just, yeah, I got Wolf Dogs all day long. It's still an amazingly, it's such a corny, great name. How, it's like a great, terrible name, the Wolf Dogs. All right. Now this one, this is the one I had, look, this one is must see. You could put this match on WrestleMania. And I'm talking about Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes, and DB is back.
I died. I'm back.
The extra life.
Easter is happening again.
Look, I was just saying, we didn't hear anything that you had to say about the Wolf Dogs versus Nathan.
Oh, Fraser. Okay, so real quick. It was Wolf Dogs versus Axiom and
Nathan Frazier.
I could see it's time for Braun to get called up. It's been time for Braun to get called up. It's been time a couple years. I will say that's the only thing that does irk me, because I used to hate that about Black and Gold, was that people are staying way too damn long. Like, I don't think anybody should be down at NXT longer than, I'd say, 2 years max. And we're cutting it close on some of these long tenures. And Bron Breakker has already been signed to SmackDown, has debuted, has wrestled.
Oh my gosh. Look whom it is.
Get out of here. It took forever. I'm already over it with you.
I apologize.
Tardy. To the party.
I even left and came back before you came on the first time. Like, I even left and came back.
Yeah, that's right. DB froze out. He died and he came back to life on this podcast. And he still got here before you did.
I apologize. This, y'all know.
He still got the IV in his arm.
Mm-hmm. Back. Oh, it happened 2 weeks in a row.
Come on,
jeez. Anyway, like I was saying, I want to say the War Dogs, but the Wolf Dogs or whatever they're called. But I'm going to give it to Axiom and Nathan Frazier, just because they're going to be the transitional guys. So might as well get the belts off them.
Okay. Well, I got Wolf Dogs. Wolf Dogs.
You know? Okay. I honestly, they could win too. I just don't even know.
So this next one, I was just telling the amazing listeners, and first off, shout out to all the listeners, whether you're listening on, if you're watching us live on Facebook, if you're streaming us on YouTube, or if you're watching on the Instagram channel, the Smash the Mat Podcast Instagram channel, we appreciate you watching. And this will also be available afterwards on all streaming platforms. So, you know, that's how we work. But let me get back to what I was saying, because this match here that I'm looking forward to, you could put this one on WrestleMania, and it would do nothing. And I'm talking about Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. This is your main event.
Yes.
This was the first time two
African-American men have main evented at NXT TakeOver.
Yeah, this one is, especially after the betrayal by Carmelo a couple months ago. Man, and it's, you know, it's,
is
that, you know what it is? Is that damn, what do you call that? The wording at the bottom when the show is over? Whatever. You never trust that. Because whenever that joint comes on and it's not a celebration, I'm talking about all rights reserved, blah, blah, blah. These guys are just standing around like, you know, some shit is about to happen.
Yeah, because the first time this triggered, was the classic Gargano.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I still have, I have trust issues to this day because of that.
Yeah.
Gargano and Ciampa is one of my all-time favorite feuds.
It changed the game. That was one of the best heel turns in wrestling history. There's no question about it.
My God. Yeah, just too damn good.
But Carmelo, even, I don't know if you watched the Prime Target, which you know, kind of gave you an explanation, which Jeremy Borash, you know, our boy from TNA, who's been working in WWE, he does a lot of, if you see cool video stuff, it's probably him. It's probably but when Carmelo was like, I brought you to water and I gave you a drink, I'm the one who feeds you. He said, you'll always be my hype man. Like, he told Trick this. He did not like that. He's like, you ain't supposed to be popular. You ain't supposed to be big. I'm the main event. I'm the one who's doing that.
I was cool with you being my number two.
Yeah.
You was cool at being number two. When you got aspirations to be the champ, like, you betrayed me.
He said the betrayal happened for his friend trying to be better, trying to better himself. Like, that is hater level.
That's the definition of hate. I'm talking about, look, class of 2024 hate awards. You know what I'm saying?
Because the hate awards, let me tell you, you have so many candidates this time for the hate awards that are just like next level. Between Drew McIntyre, He prayed for this. He prayed for CM Punk to be injured.
I prayed for times like this to rhyme like this.
It's like,
to grind like this, to shine like this.
Yes. He prayed for this man, like, to be injured. Like, the hate
that comes
with this. Or The Rock, with his hate for Cody so much that he's singing a Disney song.
Bruh.
You know, in relation to, like, he wants to.
You're welcome.
The hater awards. So many
hater awards.
So,
Drew said, "Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished."
Which, by the way, that
CM
was
Punk thought he was going to WrestleMania. That shit finished. Yeah. Bars.
He was announced as the one that's going to be on the opening video. By the way, Meek Mill.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that song, Dreams and Nightmares, is like the official song of WrestleMania. So,
ain't no.
Look, either way, I said all that to say, I got Trick Williams winning this match. He finally gets his get back.
Yes, I do too. Trick wins and he gets called. No, Trick wins and Melo gets called up also.
Yeah. I don't know the woman he's talking about, but shit happens.
But you know. I'm thinking the woman gets involved and turns on Trick. Oh, Lash Legend. Because he just made out with her.
Lash Legend.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. I don't think so, but I do think it is going to be, Trick's going to be the new top guy in NXT after this.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
All right,
and then, because I think sooner or later we're gonna have the Obafemi versus Trick Williams feud, probably for the NXT title. So we could see some big things. He's gonna be the top guy though.
I will let you know in a second, Mr. Magnificent.
Yes,
this is your time now, because now we're going to night two of WrestleMania. See, if you'd have been here on time, we absolutely went over night one. Let me ask you, DB.
Speed round.
We're going to do a quick speed round for you.
Okay.
To see who you're choosing for these matches.
All right.
So here's the
first. Keep it quick.
It's Rhea and Becky. Who you got?
Rhea.
Okay. Six-pack ladder match for the championships. Who you got?
I'm going to give it to Miz and R-Truth. And then for the other set, I'll say that Damian Priest and Finn Balor retain.
Mm.
That's the first anybody said of that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next, brother versus brother. Jimmy versus Jay. Jay versus Jimmy.
Yeet.
No Yeet. No Yeet.
What?
It is. Sammy versus Gunther. Who you got?
I would like Gunther to win, but I really think Sami Zayn might win it.
There you go.
Okay. All right. The LWO versus Legado del Fantasma. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee.
Technically, Dom's not in Legado, though.
Yeah, you're right.
I give it Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Mm.
Melanin Mountain, a.k.a. Black Girl Magic, versus Damage Control.
Melanin Mountain, of course.
We got to get that trending. We got to get that trending. When this match is on, that is all we must post and tweet. It has to trend.
Yeah. It's got to. So all right, Harry, you heard that. Harry, Harry, make it true.
Yeah, during the match, that is all we're tweeting. In fact, I'll probably make a tweet later. I'm like, their team name is Melanin Mountain officially.
So, all right,
to Rock and Roman.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So now we will move on. Look, Harry heard us too. He said, we gonna get it trended.
Make it happen, right, Harry.
So now we're gonna move on to, because I just found this out. Instagram only lets us go live for an hour. So we'll get through these before that runs out. Everything else is fine.
Yeah.
All right. So that was stopped there. So what is this? Okay. So first match. I don't think this is the first match, but it's the first one we're going with. Bam. It is the Pride versus the Final Testament. I just want to say, I'm going to tell you why I don't like the name Final Testament. Because it sounds too close to the Judgment Day. And I feel like they should have went a different direction with the name.
Yeah.
It's like, why is everything biblical?
Yeah, dark and biblical. Yeah, that's real. That's real.
Next group is Revelations.
I would like for the Bride to win, but I have a feeling that the Final Testament's going to take it because the AOP just returned, and I know that Triple H was big fans of those guys.
They haven't wrestled a match since they've been back, have they?
No. I think they did a squash.
Yeah,
they did a squash match. I think they're going to take this one. It's going to be shenanigans. It's Philly street fight, I think they said it was. So it's going to be.
Well, if it's a street fight, there's no shenanigans because everything is legal.
Well, no, I'm just saying there's going to be shenanigans, as in things happening. Just a lot of random stuff.
Authors of Ouch.
Yeah, so I'm giving it to the Final Testament.
I would agree with you, DB. This might be the only time in the show that I do that, but I agree.
No, you agreed with me the whole time before. So, yeah.
Subconsciously, though. Yeah. Subconsciously.
I just want to say, just for this match, my blackness will not allow me to not choose the Pride. So I'm going.
Exactly. In fact, throw it up. Throw it up. You already know. Throw it up.
Wait a minute. You talking about?
No.
Not that one?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, wait. Oh. I'm tripping.
I know.
You know what?
I
apologize.
Come on, you know me.
Because the first thing I thought,
I need that.
I mean, come on. I'm supposed to bet against that?
I need that.
Like, if you know anything about me, you should know that I'm not betting against that.
Why are we trying to chase
them? You know me.
Part of the problem. You're part of the problem, Ian.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
I need that. You don't know me. You're part of the problem.
You don't know me.
But you
know. You should know. If you know anything about me, you know I can't go against it.
No.
I can't go. And it's speaking of can't go against, all the way from Germany.
Deutschland.
J5 is in the building.
Tell Alex we said hey.
Hey, when I see him, I think next week, next Sunday.
Yeah.
I will. I'll tell Alexander Wolf the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I'll have a show or with
Axel Tischner.
I'll have one of his dojo shows.
He was just here, actually.
Yeah, I know him. He's doing the Sanity Tour.
Yeah.
Him and Killian Dane.
Yep.
Oh, Big Damo.
Yeah.
I know they're indie names, man. Come on, you got to know this stuff.
Yeah, I do. I do know. I'm just, this is for the people who don't know.
Man, they don't know. Wait.
Harry just asked you a question. He said, do you ever see Otto Wands?
No.
Do you know who Otto Wands is?
I don't.
Okay. I was like, all right, like maybe they know something I don't know. All right.
But I'll look him up. I'll look him up and see what I do, what I can find. So, I don't know.
Okay. So look, we were just asking about this match. Who do you have in this match?
I got to go with, man. I'm going to go with
the Pride versus
the Prophets. The Prophets.
So Jay also says his blackness will not allow him to bet against them. All right. Okay, good. We're in agreeance. All right, next match is a triple threat match for the United States Championship, where you've got Logan Paul versus KO versus RKO. Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I originally had Logan Paul going against LA Knight this year, so I was surprised that they went this route. I could see the one and only Randy Orton winning this and pinning Kevin Owens. So that's going to be my pick. It's going to be Stunner versus RKO, and I think RKO is going to win out of it.
I actually have Logan Paul winning. Mm-hmm. Because of what you just said.
Yeah.
I've got Randy stunning KO or whatever. Randy hitting KO with the RKO, and then the classic, I'm going to throw you out.
Yeah. It's what I do in every triple threat match of WWE, exactly. The game. Every
triple threat known to man. Is like,
I do that every time in the game. I'm like, what? Watch them do their finisher, slide in, throw them out.
It's the same way on the indies. Every single one. That's the finish. So I'm going with the universal triple threat finish and KO. I'm sorry, not KO. Yeah, KO taking a pin and Logan Paul winning. That's what I got.
Wow.
Do these not look like AI pictures? Or am
they do.
They pretty much are.
Okay. All right. Just check.
It leads me to believe, like I said, certain matches, you know which ones weren't scheduled. And that wasn't originally the plan, probably, for this match.
Right.
So I would give it to Randy Orton. Randy Orton is going to pin Logan Paul.
Mm. Ooh.
Okay.
Sending him off in a way. And I think there's going to be some shenanigans in there to cause KO to have another legitimate claim to have another shot at it.
Okay.
I feel like Logan Paul's going to win, but he's going to take both Stunner and RKO.
Okay. I can see it.
In the match at some point in time.
But Logan Paul's not going anywhere, though. Just heads up to everyone. He's in it. He's in it for WWE for the long haul for as long as he can. He's retired from boxing. I mean, minus doing his podcast. He said, yeah, I'm a full-time. He re-signed. So, he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
He with it. All right. So, next match. Speaking of LA Knight. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here he is versus AJ Styles.
Now, did you see the fight they got into today?
Today?
Did not.
They got in a fight today. And
no, I did not.
He caused AJ Styles to get bloody. And he's like, I'm going to beat the bleep out of you. The F word.
Damn.
Oh, he's caused churchman AJ to curse at him. So so that's like, this is going to be a bloody match. It's going to get real quick. So I'm loving it. I'm gonna give it to LA Knight, but AJ is gonna go on a real, real deal run.
I also have LA Knight.
Yeah.
Because he's got to get this big. He's got to get a big win sooner or later, and this is it. This won't hurt AJ at all. Yeah, I got it. I got LA Knight.
I actually am going to give it to AJ, and I think AJ is going to pretty much like snap during the match, or at least after the match, and further push his heel turn. And I don't think it's over between those two. I think this is between them is going to carry on.
Yeah.
Into SummerSlam at least.
I could see that.
There's no stipulations on the match, right?
Nope, just a straight up match. A few.
So LA Knight's gonna win off of DQ.
DQ at WrestleMania.
At DQ, AJ. Just from what Ken said, AJ's gonna snap.
Maybe after the match.
No. Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember any disqualifications at WrestleMania.
I'm trying to think back. I feel like there was.
Like maybe there was one, but you know, I don't know. Okay. All right. So next up, we've got Io Sky versus the winner of the 2024 Women's Royal Rumble, Bayley.
This is going to be a good match.
I don't care what anybody say. I'm going with Triple B.
Triple B in the building.
It's like I want to go with her, but I just don't think that's how it's going to work. I think it's going to be, of course, shenanigans, and Io is going to keep the belt. The fact that she's held the belt this long, I've been pleasantly surprised, but I think it's because Charlotte got injured, because I was thinking it was going to be Bianca versus Charlotte. I think everybody thought that was going to be the match, but this WrestleMania has been the most predictable in years. So I think Io keeps it.
This is a hard one. I think Io keeps it. But I think that's only because there's gonna be a bunch of shenanigans in that match too, you know, and Bayley is by herself. Well, not by herself, but you know, she's pretty much by herself. She's outnumbered. So and I think that's gonna be the only thing that really plays a factor in that match.
Okay. Side note, there were 10 matches that ended in DQ at WrestleMania history.
Okay.
There are 10 matches. Number one was Cole versus Jerry Lawler.
You said who?
Cole versus Jerry Lawler.
Okay.
You forgot about that match.
I absolutely did. I didn't remember what the finish was of that match. Yeah. All right. So for this match, I'm going Io Sky because she hasn't really done too much with her championship either.
I mean, she's defended it.
Huh?
She's defended the title. What do you want?
I mean, she ain't did much with it. Let me just say it like this. She hasn't had a good run.
I'm going to have to disagree, but I got you.
I don't remember any of her title defenses. I don't remember any. I know she defended the title. I just can't tell you against who. This would be her biggest one. Mm-hmm. And she needs to do a little bit more because this has been pretty forgettable for me.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so let's see. The next is Seth Franklin Rollins versus the runner-up for Hater of the Year.
He's facts.
2024, Drew McIntyre.
Facts.
I'll go ahead. I got Drew winning. But it really doesn't matter because Damian Priest is cashing in afterwards. And
ding. Now, since before all this, once CM Punk came back, I already predicted that CM Punk was winning the match and then Priest is cashing in. Either way, it's going to be the same thing. I could see Drew winning, you know, to finally get that WrestleMania win in front of the crowd, winning the title. But Damian Priest is cashing in at the end of the day, and he's walking out of night two with the World Heavyweight Championship.
That's right.
I think Seth is going to win, but the same scenario. Because it's going to mean much more to – no? Yeah, yeah. I think Seth's going to win, and then Damian cashes in on Seth.
I think Seth is going to win, but I do not think – Damien is going to cash it in this match at all.
Mm. Oh, mister, I'm going to be different. No, that's cool.
I'm boring.
No,
it's Mania, man.
Okay. So here we go. We got there. Harry says Seth. The Facebook user said Seth. Harry said Damien cashes in. Facebook user Seth Franklin Rollins. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And we have somebody that's delusional that agrees with Mr. Magnificent. Because you got to be on heavy drugs to
Mr.
agree
Max.
With
Mr. Magnificent.
In fact, if you want, your comment, you have to go to StreamYard.com/Facebook. But since you put that comment, you don't need to do that. We don't need to see it.
you're not important enough.
Yeah, we don't even need to see who it is.
And this is only because you're agreeing with Mr. Magnificent, and nobody does that. You got to be new, because nobody.
I think DB's done it once in his entire life.
No. It's the other way around. He's supposed to always agree with me, but he decided to be different this time. So no.
All right.
He's just supposed to go with what I go with. So I don't know what he's doing today.
You know what? It's KB. It's another guy named Ken. No wonder he agrees with Mr. Magnificent.
Anyway. I knew that sounded like a very intelligent individual.
Moving on.
So then we got another user saying Damian cashes in, and then Judgment Day is going to turn on Damian because they're losing the tag titles.
I don't know if that's going to work that way.
Question.
Because he was the first member.
I got a question. You guys did the prediction for that match yet?
We did everything.
Okay. Can I give my prediction on that match?
All right. How about this? Let's do another speed run.
Let's do it. Here we go with another speed round. All right.
Let me turn this off.
From the top. Here we go.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, my bad. Rhea. The tag title split.
All of us say the same thing.
Yep.
So who's taking which titles?
Pete Dunne and them. New Catch Republic. And then I'm gonna go with R-Truth and Miz.
Okay, I think we're all unanimous on at least
you should. Correct. You're good so far. Next.
Yeet.
No yeet.
Okay. Gunther keeps.
Okay.
I don't really care about this match, but Dragon Lee.
All right.
Okay.
Melanin Mountain.
Melanin
Black Girl Magic beautiful, versus Damage Control.
Beautiful black women.
It's Melanin Mountain. That's the official
same
name.
Melanin Mountain, that's what they call themselves?
Yes.
No, that's what we're calling them officially.
That's what we're calling them, and we're going to get it same viral. Thing. So same Melanin thing. Mountain.
Yep.
All right.
BBW. I think this is a tough one for me.
Right.
I think Cody and Seth win.
Oh, wow. You're the first person to say that.
I think Cody and Seth win, but
okay.
I'm almost – see, this is where I feel like Damian might cash in the title, cash in the thing.
What? Speed round. First off, you
don't – Wait. You're insane.
Why not?
That wouldn't make any sense. Why would you cash in – when there's four guys in the ring instead of two or one,
I got a feeling.
Think about it like this. If you try to cash in on Seth while Cody's around, that shit ain't gonna happen. And if you try to cash in on Roman with any of Bloodline around, that shit ain't gonna happen. The best bet is to get them both when there's only one other guy to worry about.
I mean, like, and overall, like bottom line, why would they jeopardize the main event of the WrestleMania?
I said it like, could have.
Cashing
I say
in
it
the
will.
Title on night one.
Yeah, because Damian doesn't add anything to that. I hate to say it. Can I add to that?
The tag match scenario too. I was just thinking, what if? Because it never said that. Like, for example, if R-Truth grabs the Raw belt, that there he's automatically Raw Tag Team Champions with him and his partner. So what if you have, like, R-Truth and Damian Priest both at the same time grab the Raw belts? Now R-Truth Judgment Day.
I think it's by team.
Yeah.
But I can see a situation where they both grab one and then they got to fight over it. But I don't think it's. Because I think if it was that way, it probably would have been like 12 singles guys.
Yeah.
You
know,
if you grab a belt and somebody grabs the other belt, you're a champ. I see what you're saying, but it's literally put up like, hey, it's a six pack tag team challenge.
And
it's
they
not
said
like,
it was both.
It's not
set.
Like every man for themselves. It's just a team.
And they said you had to pull down the set. They said you had to pull down both sets of belts for the match to be over. So they're counting it as if you pull down that set and then you have to pull down the other.
I got you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So to continue, bam.
Yeah, we're back there. I've already said my picks for now.
Okay, you did these then.
Yep.
All right, cool. Good. Okay, so we're the main event. Now, before we say anything, did you know, and I just found this out because I was just watching the Pat McAfee show, and Cody was on the show. He said his bus caught on fire at 1 a.m. today. Oh, he said he was in his bus chilling, and he heard like this loud boom, and his driver comes to the back and says the bus is on fire. So he only had time to grab like two things, and he grabbed a picture of his wife and daughter, and he grabbed his wrestling boots, and like he was like that's all he was able to get. He said it didn't go completely; it wasn't completely engulfed in flames, but he said all his suits have a certain smell to it.
Wow.
That was reported at all. So, you know, that's just some shit that happened.
Dang, the Rock is crazy, y'all.
Yeah, it could have been a whole, this whole weekend could have been a whole tragedy. You know,
you missed what I said.
The Rock is crazy.
I said, damn, the Rock is crazy, y'all.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't even hear that. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. So
I'll set your bus on fire.
Right, exactly. So this is the main event of main events. Second year in a row. This is where we're at.
The rematch of rematches.
So I think I'll go first. I think we're going to get Cody to win. But I also think this is the match where the Money in the Bank will be cashed in. And Cody will then lose to Damian Priest.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Let him give his answer.
Let him cook.
I apologize. I'll shut my mic off
right now.
I'll shut my mic off real quick.
This will first get Damian Priest into like super heel mode, which is what's needed if he's going to anything outside of Judgment Day. And this also leaves the door open for Cody and The Rock to circle back around.
So the only thing I have about that is, like, we don't really need Cody and Rock. That's all I got.
You're not Cody and Rock, Roman and Rock.
Yeah, I was saying, yeah, like, Roman and, like, after this, if Damian took the belt off of that, Cody and Roman wouldn't have any business together anymore. Like, because it was only about the champion. I know, I'm just saying, because you said they'd come back around, but they wouldn't need to come back around, because if the belt's not involved, Cody ain't got nothing to deal with Roman about. He's only, all he cares about is that championship.
Yeah, but I think for Rock and Roman, it's more about the Tribal Chief title.
Yeah, but you said Cody and Roman. Were you talking about Rockin' Roman?
Rockin' Roman. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was about to say that's where I was at with it.
This is the same podcast that I was on when I said there was going to be a tag match between all of these folks, and you was like, no, it can't happen. They're not going to work twice, and now they're working twice.
You know what? He did say that.
In fact, let's all mark this day. Let's all mark this special day.
That's right.
Ken was right.
He was right today. Today is April 5th, 2024. He was right. We were wrong.
Yeah.
I should have recorded this.
You're lying. I will admit when I'm wrong, and he was right.
You raggedy bitch.
I can't help it. He was right. No, G, you should show the reaction when I found out that Ken was right. Show the reaction of, no. Yeah, this is what happened.
Oh, man.
Kid be right. Oh, what? He's what?
Oh, that's Kid when he's right.
Yeah, Kid when he's right. Yeah, that's him right there.
That's
cool.
I like that.
Oh, Kid when he's right.
He's like, let me talk to you about your Twitter feed.
Yeah, Kid when he's right.
Kid when he's right there. We got to add some Final Boss memes in here now.
Oh, we do. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I'll find it.
What up, G?
That was G right there. That was Ken literally talking to G. That was G.
Ken when he's right. Ken when he's right.
I got a lot left in the tank.
I told you I'm here.
No. Ken when he's right. You know which one I'm thinking.
Right. Oh.
We already showed it.
Accusations.
These are not accusations.
These are not accusations. These are facts. No. Show the one that we already showed today, when Ken was right, and he had to tell the whole crowd. The one that we already showed today with Ken being right.
Hands, what are we trying to chase them?
You know me.
Part of the problem. You're part of the problem, Ian.
You don't know me. You don't know me.
We just need to get Ken a hat like that. I know you would. A nice straw hat to represent your rightness. So yes, you were right, sir. So bask in it.
Yes.
Bask in this moment. Sweet redemption.
Just saying, stranger things have happened at WrestleMania.
I'm proud of you, for making it happen and being right. We knew you, but then we didn't know you. Like, that's.
Bob, I'm just saying, my scenario does everything. It wraps up Corey's story. He wins at WrestleMania. He wins the title at WrestleMania. He's just not going to leave WrestleMania with the title.
I love you, brother. And you were right in that case, but you're wrong about what's going to happen. That's a terrible idea.
You guys know that I am blowing your phones up. If this actually happens,
if it does happen,
phone's gonna be on mute.
If you are right twice for the same show, how about this? Let's put something on the line. Let's put a bet for Mr. Magnificent here. If he is right twice, what will I be buying you?
You doing, guy? Yep.
I think we should do a wing bet.
Okay, we'll do a wing bet.
Wings. Whose wings?
Oh my gosh.
Whose wings?
You know whose wings.
Whose wings are we going?
Woo wings. Yeah. Woo woo. Woo wings. Legendary flavors. World championship wings. Woo. Woo wings.
Right. Legendary flavors.
Right.
Legendary. No, seriously, any wings. Any wings.
You can go. Okay, yeah. So how about this? I will get you wings if you are right twice in this. If you're right about what happens in the main event of night two.
Agreed.
That is how much I do not think it will be correct. Okay. So, yeah. You let me know what wing place Roman. You want.
I'm beginning my research.
Okay. I'm going with Roman.
You're going with Roman to win.
I'm going with Roman, but I think Brandi Rhodes gets involved some way, shape, or
form. Wait a minute. Wait. Did you say Brandi Rhodes? You mean to tell me
you... Who the hell told you tonight was open mic night, bitch?
You're a final boss.
You talking about
a black bitch?
Listen, hear me
you
out.
You know the
hear
black bitch got a black belt now.
Hear me out.
She no, for real, she did.
Yeah, she legit got. I believe it. Yeah.
She legit got a black belt.
I believe she gets involved some way, shape, or form. It depends on what's going on, right? Especially if like there's, it's close to him. It's the closest thing to him right now.
She'll slap the rock. That will be what happened.
She'll slap the rock, or the if depending on what happens, if it's bloodline rules, they're gonna go find a way to grab her and then make him do whatever, and it'll be a spectacle at that point.
Yeah, the rock will pull out the mic and then start talking junk, and then she takes the mic and she's gonna be like, "Who the hell told you?"
Tonight I'm just saying, is open mic night. That's my opinion.
You the final boss? Well, I'm a black bitch. And then she's like,
"You the final boss? Well, I'm the final black bitch." Oh man! Oh. Yeah.
All right. I'm thinking, of course, he has to win after this. This is Triple H's first full WrestleMania with no McMahon involvement. Cody has to win this, or you have to throw the whole era away, which they're calling the Renaissance era. The Rock could not have done all that damage to Cody if Cody did not redeem himself. He has to win at Mania.
Look, even whether this was, whether they, this whole situation was an audible or not, I don't think you could have built a bigger baby face than what they did with Cody Rhodes. And just like, look, he just like he said on First Take, man, he said on First Take on Wednesday, he said, man, if I don't finish the story, I might as well move on to commentary.
Exactly.
He said there is an amount of time people will have faith in you. He said, if I lose again, like the people will have no faith in me.
Yeah.
You know, and like the stakes are just, like, and honestly, before The Rock got involved, I didn't have him winning. I didn't. But like with this massive build that they're doing, like I originally had Roman losing at SummerSlam or something like that. Now, I think he'll probably drop it.
It goes a long way just because
I'm 82 Cody winning.
I remember looking in the forums, and then, you know, I used to keep track of OVW back in those days in the forums, right, where people would post results or we download torrents. And I remember they announced Cody Runnels. Freaking Cody, you know, debuting and being a part of that. And I'm like, oh, man, this guy's going to be it. And to see where his career has gone from leaps and bounds. Yeah. He didn't reach that success initially. Then he helped start AEW, and now he came back to the company. They've reached records. They've broken records. He's main evented shows, and they've sold out. He is officially the top guy. He is the biggest babyface there is in wrestling. So you need to give them that win finally. Stone Cold, for example, he didn't win the year before, but then the next year he came into WrestleMania and beat Shawn Michaels for the title. This is Cody's time. He lost last year. told a story. Now it's time for the story to end, and it's time for them to move on to their to the true Renaissance era, as they call it. It's his time. There's no question about it. You cannot let him lose this. And that's why Damian Priest coming in after that would cut off all the winds of his sails. You can't do that. So that's why Priest is going to cash in on the other belt. Cody's going to get his win. WrestleMania 40 is going to end with him holding the belt up in the air. And
please look at that.
You know, quick fact about Roman. If Roman successfully in both nights WrestleMania as the main event, he'll be the record for the most number of main events at a WrestleMania. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Well, he still broke the record regardless of the most main event appearances anyway. So.
Yes, but no.
Yeah, he still has the most main event appearances.
No, Hogan still holds the most main event appearances.
No. He broke Roman officially breaks the record at this event.
Yes, at this event he breaks it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to win. He doesn't have to win to break the record.
No. He doesn't have to win to break the record at all.
Yeah.
He'll have the most appearances. You're right. I got you.
Yeah. So he's already done it. He's not going to win the title record. He would have to be champ for another like 3 more years to beat San Martino's record. Nobody's ever beaten that. And by that point, he'll be near retirement as it is.
Yeah.
There's not much time.
Yeah. Like 3 years now, he's going to basically beat the whole roster twice.
Yeah, there's no reason for it. We've done all we can. We're at the ending stretch, as they call it. Like, there's not much more else we can do here. So, many ends. Cody is on top. The story is finished. Dusty looks down and smiles. Or, in fact, he'll come down from heaven to help Cody win this match. Because
hey, with all this holograph technology.
Yeah, you never know. Never know. I mean, Michael Jackson came back and performed, so you never know. They street racing out there? Jeez.
Motorcycles.
Okay.
Yeah. Mama I even heard that.
Yeah.
And that was a moped.
Yeah. But I say the story is finished and book is closed, and we move on to the next novel.
Absolutely.
Of the Renaissance era. So, but Damian Priest, if he cashed in at the end of that, you could throw away the whole show. You cannot ruin this. He needs his moment. Cody wins, holds the belt up. We move on.
I mean, there's always the case where he could cash in on Cody the next day in Raw.
That would still be terrible.
It'd still be crazy, but at least he'd have his moment.
Yeah.
But yeah. I still got him cashing in on the winner of Seth and Drew.
It's always been for that title, and it's going to stay for that title. Priest is going to be a world champion, and I think he very much deserves it, but he is not the top guy.
Yeah. And it starts when they both lose those tag belts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's the beginning of him ready to cash in.
And that's going to be where the question lies now.
Yep.
All right. So we went over all of that, and now did you guys hear the interview?
Ooh, man.
CM Punk with Ariel Helwani.
Yes, I did.
I did.
It was a great interview.
It was very good.
And you know what? I can tell, the tribalism that people call it, it's real. Because
yeah,
people were like, oh, CM Punk was trash in AEW. First off, he wasn't even trying to answer. Like, he wasn't even trying to talk about this stuff. But nope. Ariel was literally asking him questions.
You know, I low-key hate Ariel. I'm not going to lie. Because he does this every time. Between using insider terms and the way he approaches interviews, I don't like him as an interviewer. I think he always does this because he's done that shit before, and it's irked me about coming asking questions that you really shouldn't be asking, and being he sounds like somebody in the forums when he asks questions. But I did like the way CM Punk handled it, and he was not being mean.
No, he, bro, that's the thing. His tone, he wasn't trying to bury nobody. He wasn't trying to shit on nobody.
Nope.
But he explained it the way he felt about it.
Without I'll have being to watch malicious. It.
It's really good. I highly recommend it. And, you know, you could go back to episodes on this podcast. I've not been the biggest Phil fan because I used to think the same thing, too, is that he likes to play the martyr. He likes to put himself like, because I hated that interview he did. Yeah, I hated that interview he did on.
What? same thing's happening to you, huh?
You gotta love it, right? But
yeah, we're at work.
But yeah, the initial interview he did with Colt Cabana, I hated that thing. I thought he was angry. He said a lot of things just out of anger, and Colt used that, and that's what led to where we are today with everything. Like,
yeah,
and he was spoke the truth. Same thing he did on the scrum, which again, people did not listen to, which that's why I watched that thing multiple times. Like I always watch these things multiple times so you can really understand the stuff that he's saying. Like there was no, he's not lying. He's telling you what happened.
Yeah.
So you just can't, you can't take somebody's truth and get mad at their truth. Like that's just ridiculous. Now, yeah. Could it have been avoided? Could he have handled it differently? Yeah, everybody could, but he's being straight up here. And all the stuff he was saying was stuff we've known about AEW that we've seen since before he got there. So, yeah, no, yes, very, very mysterious. We'll just leave that.
I was looking around like it happened to me. Like,
yeah, it was mysterious.
There's only one door where I'm at.
Yeah, that's all. There's only one door, too. So.
Was that the forbidden door?
Yes, it was. Tony Khan heard me talking about him, so he came in. Hey, DB, don't be talking.
So did you guys see the Bleacher Report? The Bleacher Report top 50 wrestlers of all time list.
Oh, I did. It's Cap. Number one is wrestling. Number one. Once I saw who number one is, I threw the whole list away.
First off, number one was Bret Hart.
Yes.
So there's, what is wrong with Bret Hart? Bret Hart is like, first off,
he's not number one.
It's in the name. The best there is.
Nope.
The best there was. Cap. The best there ever will be.
Cap. That's what I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
He is top 10. He is top 10. He is not number one. That's my problem with that.
I don't know if you can name a better wrestler than Bret Hart. Now, maybe a better total package, but wrestler?
That's not what that list was trying to represent, though. If we're going, we can't keep using that conversation. He's a better technical wrestler, if you want to be real.
I just said wrestler in general.
I can't even say that for him either. Like, because there's many factors to the profession. You do the profession. Sir,
I know that's why I said that because Bret Hart is a guy that I study.
Yes, you can study him match wise, but no, you do everything. You're a better promo than Bret Hart. I'm sorry to say, you're a better promo than him. It doesn't mean being real. Maybe I believe in you a lot better than you believe in yourself, sir.
Well, I'm just saying, Bret Hart is Bret Hart. Like,
yay, Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is. Fuck is Bret Hart. Like I don't even see how I can't
defend
Bret Hart. It's Bret Hart.
In fact,
hey G, we met him at WrestleMania 18.
We did meet
him at WrestleMania 18 in New Orleans. I just wanted to throw that out there.
If there are four people in this conversation right now that I know could cut a better promo than Bret Hart. I'm just saying. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's me being real. I'm sorry to say. And I love Bret Hart. Let me tell you, I was a big fan.
Bret was definitely one of the best, but he's not.
No, but he is not number one. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, he is one of the best. But he is not number one. And whoever made that list, which Bleacher Report likes to do that stuff, they are pure
I mean, like, I didn't agree with like the totality of the list, but I can't argue with a Bret Hart number one.
No, I can. Oh, I can. Easily.
Can
easily. Yeah, easily. I say can. Like
even Macho Man at number three is crazy to me.
I mean, that's crazy. And
I love Macho Man, but three is
bananas. There's only two.
I'm not mad at those, yeah. But like would Bret Hart be my number one? No, but he'd be in my top five. Like without yes. like yes. Before I got into The Rock, Bret Hart was my favorite wrestler.
I can dig that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Bret Hart was my all time favorite until like The Rock like blossomed.
Yeah.
So
it was Macho Man before The Rock for me. You know, but
he wasn't the great. He wasn't the best promo, but when it came to actually wrestling. And now that I work and I know what it takes to be a wrestler, like Bret Hart is the quintessential wrestler. Like he is the guy. Mm-hmm. But so, I mean, from that aspect, I understand if you want to get in a promo and everything, sure. I can understand why you wouldn't have him number one, but like Bret Hart has always been that dude.
Yeah. You know? Categorically.
Unless you're like a hardcore Goldberg fan or something. And I can
No, God no. God no. Don't ever. That's it.
And look, I'm a hardcore Goldberg fan.
I liked Goldberg.
I love Goldberg.
Yeah.
But I also recognize his flaws.
I do too. But I also feel like Bret is going a little too overboard with that. But he's not number one. No. I cannot. Where's that list anyway?
Hold on, let me find the list.
Did you say it was on Bleacher?
Yeah, I think it's on. I saw it on Facebook.
He's top 50 wrestlers, right? Oh yeah. Yeah, it was from 2 days ago. Yeah, okay. Here's how they determined it. They went by historical significance, championships, popularity, needle mover, time active, pay-per-view appearances, skills, in-ring, mic, charisma. From all that list, Bret is automatically a no. So I'm sorry. So I don't know what this panel was looking at. Like, they completely missed the boat on that one.
Yeah,
so no. No to that.
Actual list. I'm trying to find the actual list because I was just looking at it.
Yeah, I got it. I'll drop it in.
I ain't got it, but I'm going to go ahead and hop off of here, y'all. I'm about to get on this train, and I'm about to go to the house.
Well, you know what? So, go ahead. Oh, yeah, I mean, J5 out.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up. On the subject. Yeah, we got to wrap it up anyway.
You know, it's cool. But before that, so look, I'm looking at their top 10 list, all right? And this is my top 10 list. I got